In a record two-hour speech, Putin used the multimedia to show off Russia's newest strategic weapons, described as capable of penetrating any U.S. defense system. He said Russia has begun testing SAMET, a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile which has practically no range limits as it is capable of attacking across both the South and the North Poles. Putin said the new weapons also include a nuclear-powered underwater drone and a hypersonic missile that has no equivalent elsewhere in the world.
I can say Russia has developed underwater drones which can move on a big, I would say very big, depth, and for intercontinental distance with a speed many times higher than that of submarine, most modern torpedoes, and all kinds of ships, even the fastest ones. This is really fantastic.
Putin also said the strategic weapons do not use ballistic flight trajectories, making NATO's missile shields useless and senseless. Meanwhile, U.S. Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White says the Defense Department isn't surprised by Putin's claims of new nuclear weapons. He says America's missile defense has never been about Russia, and the U.S. military is prepared to defend the nation.
They know very well that it's not about them. Our missile defense has never been about them. We need to ensure we have a credible nuclear deterrent, and we are confident that we are prepared to do, and we're prepared to defend this nation no matter what.
In his speech, Putin also promised to boost Russia's economy and improve living standards in the years to come. The Russian president says it is necessary to allocate at least 4% of the country's GDP from 2019 to 2024 to improve people's health. Putin will compete with several other presidential candidates in an election slated for March 18th. He's widely expected to win with a landslide given his high approval ratings. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.